Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include New York City, Grand March commemorates April 25th appeal, 18 years ago. Missouri House of Representatives passes resolution condemning China's organ harvesting crimes. Forum on Capitol Hill marks 18 years since historic April 25, 1999 Falun Gong protest. Organ transplants in China. Survivors call on the Trudeau government in Canada. Brainwashing tactics used at Guangzhou Legal Education Center. And Falun Gong on college campuses. Now for the stories. New York City. Grand March commemorates April 25th peaceful appeal 18 years ago. Over 2,000 Falun Gong practitioners gathered in Flushing, New York on April 23, 2017 to commemorate the large-scale gathering of practitioners in Beijing on April 25, 1999, which took place 3 months before the persecution of Falun Dafa officially began. After approximately 50 Falun Gong practitioners were illegally arrested in Tianjin in April 1999, about 10,000 practitioners gathered peacefully in nearby Beijing on April 25th to appeal to the central government for their release. Zhu Rongji, then Premier of China, met with practitioners and agreed to release those arrested in Tianjin. However, Communist Party leader Jiang Zemin nonetheless banned Falun Dafa 3 months later in July and started a brutal nationwide persecution. Under this campaign, tens of millions of practitioners have been mistreated for refusing to renounce their belief and subjected to arrests, detention, torture, forced labor, brainwashing, and imprisonment. At least 4,000 practitioners have been confirmed to have lost their lives in police custody, according to data collected by the Minghui website. The 200-strong Tianguo Marching Band led the first section of the parade, themed Falun Dafa is Good. With banners, a float, and a demonstration of the Falun Dafa exercises, the performances attracted thousands of spectators. Judith Harrison, commander of the 109th Precinct, led other police officers in covering the event. When the dragon and lion dances passed by, she asked an officer to take a picture of her with the march in the background. She posted the photo on the police department's Twitter account later in the day and wrote, "It was a beautiful day." The second section of the march called to end the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. The third section aimed to raise awareness of the movement to quit the Chinese Communist Party and its youth organizations.
Missouri House of Representatives passes resolution condemning China's organ harvesting crimes. On April 25, 2017, the Missouri House of Representatives passed House Concurrent Resolution No. 7 condemning forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong and other prisoners of conscience and urging further action to stop the atrocities. State Representative Lynn Morris from Ozark, the sponsor of HCR 7, on the House floor said the resolution is about trying to bring awareness to prevent a terrible injustice to humanity. In response to a question as to whether the organs are harvested after the execution of a prisoner, Representative Morris explained, "In general, they remove the organs while the people are alive. They don't give them any kinds of anesthetics because they want blood flow through all the organs at the time that they capture the organ." Representative Morris said the resolution to help warn Missouri citizens against organ tourism in China, saying if one goes there, you're probably going to be an accomplice of murder, and the organ that you're getting may be from a murdered person, not someone who volunteered their organ. Falun Gong supporters and victims of the persecution in China were invited to testify at the Homeland Security Committee hearing, the first of two committee hearings for HCR 7 on February 23rd. One of the witnesses, biology researcher Dr. Sa Geng, told the committee how he suffered unlawful arrest in China, torture, and the loss of his wife to the brutal persecution of Falun Gong before escaping to the U.S. A screening of the documentary Human Harvest, China's Illegal Organ Trade, held at the Missouri State Capitol at the beginning of session in January, helped build support and momentum for HCR 7. Now that HCR 7 has passed in the House as a concurrent resolution, it must also pass through Senate committee and Senate floor vote before the resolution is finalized. Representative Morris hopes the resolution will inspire similar actions around the country and worldwide, saying, "This is such an important worldwide issue, such tragedy of mankind, that I think every state should be alerted and every state should be doing something about this."
Forum on Capitol Hill marks 18 years since historic April 25, 1999, Falun Gong protest. U.S. elected officials, China human rights activists, and Falun Gong practitioners attended a congressional forum in Washington on the topic of Falun Gong's April 25, 1999, peaceful Beijing protest. The forum was held in the Rayburn Office Building of the U.S. House of Representatives on April 19, 2017. 18 years ago, on April 25, 1999, approximately 10,000 practitioners peacefully appealed to the Chinese government in Beijing after the illegal arrests of fellow practitioners in Tianjin City. 3 months later, the regime's campaign of human rights abuses officially began. Marking the 18th year since the historic appeal, several victims of the persecution that followed the April 25th protest testified to the brutality with their own personal experiences. A number of long-term Falun Gong supporters were in attendance, but even they, who had long known about the persecution, were shocked by the first-hand experiences they heard. One person remarked, "Hearing it from someone who has personally experienced it makes it all the more real." Ellen Sarbre, former head of the United States Department of State's Bureau of Population, Refugees, and Migration, said she was disheartened and angry, asking how a government could treat its people this way. 14-year-old Chu Qinyang showed two pictures of her late father, Xu Dawei. The stories she told brought many in attendance to tears. Ms. Sabre had known about the persecution, but she said she didn't know what actually happened to those who were arrested. She said that reading the written materials about human rights violations in China is very different from hearing the victims' own stories, which are beyond people's imagination. A China human rights lawyer who was jailed and escaped to the United States a few years ago spoke about his own experience of human rights abuses in China. He said, "The party has no ability to civilize the nation, but is creative when it comes to inventing tortures." He said he believes that the party has committed countless crimes and brings danger to human civilization and its basic values. He strongly recommended the book Nine Commentaries on the Communist Party, which he believes profoundly reveals the evil nature of the party.
Organ transplants in China. Survivors call on the Trudeau government in Canada. Organ transplants in China. Survivors call on the Trudeau government, by reporter Catherine Levesque, appeared in the Quebec edition of Huffington Post on April 7, 2017. Two survivors of forced labor camps in China expressed their hopes that the Canadian government will act to end this scourge that will result in the deaths of tens of thousands of Chinese in complete secrecy each year. The reporter interviewed two Falun Gong practitioners who had been incarcerated in China, Cindy Song and Jing Tian. Cindy Song was 26 years old in 2001 when she was arrested and sent to a forced labor camp as a prisoner of conscience for 3 years in the eastern city of Zibo. Her crime? She followed the teachings of Falun Gong. Ms. Song stated that in the labor camp, she had to fingerprint a consent form agreeing to donate her organs. From time to time, her guards said that they had quotas to fill and threatened to send her to a special prison from which she would not return. Jing Tian, who was detained and sent to forced labor camps several times between 1999 and 2003, she said that it was at that point that she understood why she had been examined so often during her time in detention. "I was shocked. I could not believe it," she said through an interpreter. The issue of organ trafficking is back on the agenda in the Canadian government as Conservative MP Garnett Genius will try to revive a bill that would impose criminal penalties on persons involved in organ trafficking, whether in Canada or abroad, which refers to the transplanting of organs acquired as a result of a financial transaction or without the consent of the donor. He said, "Here in Canada, we have a legal void that needs to be addressed. There is no law that prevents a Canadian from going abroad to receive an organ issued through exploitation. Supporting organ trafficking is a crime against humanity under international law, so it should be a crime here in Canada as well. Both women have since moved to Canada." Ms. Song said, "It's important to inform people about what is happening in China. In Canada, it's hard to imagine things like this happening around the world, but they are really going on." She hopes that the Trudeau government will keep this in mind when negotiating a free trade treaty with China, saying, "When you do business, you should know a lot about the other party. If he commits mass murder, will you still do business with him? It's a genocide of modern times. It's happening right now. The way we react appeals to our humanity and our moral sense."
Brainwashing tactics used at Guangzhou Legal Education Center. Guangdong Legal Education Center, also known as Sanshui Brainwashing Center, is a black jail operated by the Guangdong 610 office. Black jails are a network of extra-legal detention centers established across the People's Republic of China. Hundreds of Falun Gong practitioners have been detained at this facility over the years. They are subjected to numerous physical and psychological abuses, the sole purpose of which is to force practitioners to renounce their spiritual belief. In its early years, this brainwashing center was known for beating practitioners with electric batons, burning them with hot water, and rubbing salt on their open wounds. It was also reported that practitioners were given unknown drugs in their food, which resulted in dementia. A change in tactics began a few years ago. The guards now utilize more subtle and deceptive methods to coerce practitioners into giving up their beliefs. It is said that the entire staff is highly trained and specialized in detecting and exploiting psychological weaknesses. Unlike a forced labor camp, where Falun Gong practitioners were treated as criminals, practitioners here are given, at least initially, comfortable living quarters and tasty food. The staff treats newcomers as friends with the intention of learning about their personal lives, cultivation experience, and general interests. Once they establish a relationship of trust with practitioners, they try to influence them with distorted interpretations of the teachings of Falun Gong. Despite the soft treatment, practitioners have no freedom. Each practitioner is held in an isolation room and monitored by an assistant. Every room is equipped with surveillance cameras. Practitioners cannot leave their rooms except for scheduled walks. Food is brought in by the assistant. Practitioners are denied access to the outside world and forbidden to read Falun Gong books or do Falun Gong exercises. They are made to follow a strict daily routine and subjected to random searches and physical examinations. The staff creates an individualized plan for each practitioner based on his or her background, family situation, and history. The staff holds regular meetings to discuss each practitioner's progress and modify their plans accordingly.
Falun Gong on college campuses. For almost two decades, young Falun Gong practitioners on college campuses around the world have devoted themselves to introducing this ancient Chinese cultivation practice to students and faculty while raising awareness of the fact that it is being persecuted in China. The following reports cover events on university campuses in the United States over the past weeks. On April 4th and 5th, members of the Falun Gong Club at Columbia University in New York City handed out flyers and told people about the state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting of Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience in China. Many people on campus were already aware of the persecution and showed their support, including a number of Chinese people. At SpringFest 2017, on the campus of Purdue University in Indiana, on April 8th and 9th, Falun Gong practitioners held a free exercise workshop. Interested students, faculty, and campus visitors learn the gentle movements and the teachings of this cultivation practice. Springfest, the largest annual event on campus, attracts more than 30,000 visitors every year. Purdue University has one of the largest Chinese student communities in the U.S., with 1,000 Chinese freshmen every year. Many Chinese students stop by the practitioner's booth. Since 2006, Falun Gong practitioners in Michigan have been invited to speak at the World Religion class taught at Rochester College every year. This year, on April 7th and 20th, the practitioners talked about what Falun Gong teaches, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, about the exercises, and about the persecution in China. They also talked about their own experiences in cultivation, including looking inward for one's own faults during conflicts and treating others with compassion. On April 22nd, Falun Gong's Tianguo Marching Band performed in the 103rd Picnic Day Parade on the campus of UC Davis. It was the fifth time that spectators were able to experience Falun Gong in this annual event. The Falun Dafa Club at Arizona State University won the Outstanding Organization Award on April 25th. That same day, practitioners did the exercises together in front of the State Capitol building and talked to visitors and government officials about the persecution.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.